What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
If you don't know the host Trevor Everts of Trevor Talks Too Much, allow me to introduce you. Trevor is a chef at Mythical Kitchen who you may know as the team cooking up innovative and hilarious culinary creations on YouTube. But Trevor also loves to talk, like we do here at Dare We Sit. And he talks a lot. Recently on Trevor Talks Too Much, Trevor has opened up about his mental health journey and has invited some of the internet's most popular personalities to get real and discuss what it's like to live your formative years during a pandemic. No topic is off limits, and there's no limit to where the conversations will go. He's talked to the influential figures in comedy, music, gaming, and so much more. So be sure to check out Trevor Talks Too Much, and Trevor Talks Too Much is available anywhere you get your podcast.
Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Alicia, your hair looks incredible.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Shout out to Jay.
No,
she snatched.
Yeah, her hair is in a tight pony.
I want to welcome everybody into our ceremony today. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Put on a blanket. I'm Josie.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Yasmin. And this is Dare We Say.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, everyone.
Alicia, how was your event last night? You looked beautiful at it. And where were you and what were you doing? Also, can we talk about the fact that your mom was convinced you were literally like kidnapped off the freeway?
Yeah,
and
I'm dying at that.
Like,
oh my gosh, wait, are we going to talk about this?
Can we talk about it? Break it down to us.
Go
because
on.
Your mother put out an Amber Alert yesterday.
My mother called so many individuals. I had no service in this venue. I was at the Latino celebration that the Critics Association was holding. It was only the second one that they've ever had. So it was very new, but it was super special. I had never seen that many Afro-Latinos on a stage. Gina Torres got their flowers. Ismael got their flowers. But just, it was really beautiful.
That won awards?
Yes. They were all honored. Jenna Ortega was
honored.
Okay,
so I'm confused. What, did your phone die or something? Why was your mom convinced you were not alive?
Okay, my mom was convinced that I had fallen off the face of the earth or either I was kidnapped because we were on the phone together as I was driving myself through the venue. And fun fact about me, I have only had my license for less than 6 months. So I was driving
through, this is true.
I was driving through the hills and like getting to this venue on the other side of town. And all she heard was, oh shit. And then I lost service. So,
oh, God. Well, of course, Alicia, she's going to think that you got kidnapped by a bunch of.
But was it that
random?
Deep? She called everybody and their mother.
Yeah, she really did.
Everybody and their mother. Did she call you, Joes?
No, you know what's funny? She didn't call me.
Well, it's also because you're in Scotland, babe.
But also,
no,
I just
but can I just say your mother didn't call
me? I feel like your mom knows that I would have been like, she's perfectly fine. And if you were like robbing a bank, I would be like,
yeah. You know what?
She's in library. Just kidding, Cam. You can call me anytime.
She's a ride or die. But yes, I'm here and alive. And I had a wonderful time last night with my beautiful friend, Jalen.
I love that. I'm very proud of you. And you looked fucking incredible. You look incredible.
She looked so good.
You're too nice. But how are you, chicas?
You guys, I've been doing something like new for me recently.
Go on.
And I texted Yasmin about it.
Yeah.
Okay, the other day I was at the mall and I found myself listening to, dare I say, country music. Mm-hmm. And not just any country music, but old Taylor Swift. But anyway, so I just wanted to share, I'm kind of in a country zone.
It's cunting season. Listen, I just want to say this. There's something about country music that it's like, yes, your wife left you. Yes, your dog died. Yes, there's beer on the floor. Yes, you're fishing and there's crawfish. I get it. But the country is more than that. I do believe that. And then also something interesting happened.
What?
While I've been in the car with Alicia as of late.
How dare you?
Late night car rides. No, Alicia, I'll say what I have to say. She's like, hey, do you mind if I just put on a song? And I'm like, okay, she's going to put on Lauryn Hill. She's going to put on, I don't know, Miguel or something. And she goes and puts on The Story of Us by Taylor Swift.
Wait, Alicia.
Not Days of Our Lives.
Alicia,
it's not
why
a soap
did you
opera.
Put that on?
Listen.
Wait, you've been listening to Taylor too?
Listen.
Is that because of me?
No.
Bitches, if it's because of me.
The most Leo shit Taylor, I've ever heard in my life. It's not because of either of you bitches. Listen.
That was very humbling.
Good. I'm glad. No, mira, listen.
Who is it because and why is it because of them?
It's not because of anyone, guys. But here's the tea, and I do not talk about this. I really don't. But my time in Dallas, Texas did leave a little imprint on me. And that was country music. I do have a playlist on my phone. I never play it for other people.
Show it. Show it to the camera. Prove it.
I have a playlist and it's called Country.
As it should
be. And
that's
not a joke.
Is it actually called that?
I swear to God.
You should.
Everyone you should, show like, it. Everyone show your that. Shit.
The playlist is called Southern Belle.
Ew. So you guys know damn well. Alicia, I'm not going to lie to you. That makes me.
I know. It's okay, guys. Mind. Wait. Let me speak my piece.
I love how Luke Bryan is right up in front. You know damn well. It's like, if you want to call me.
No, it's actually. It's actually. Play it again.
Oh, that is so fucking good. No, sorry. Jason Aldean, his wife's a fucking transphobe. And his wife, like, actually can go fuck herself. But I'll speak up.
Wait, really? Is Jason Aldean a transphobe? We'll find out.
He voted for Trump. But Night Train is one of my favorite songs of all time. He's like, you don't want no four-wheel road. That's fine. Nobody knows. We park the truck and we take it running. And I'm like, I want to be on a train with a handsome man. And I want to go and like just travel around the U.S. eating crawfish with him.
Ew.
I think I'll log off today. Thank you guys so much for having me on this episode.
I'm glad that will now be in recorded history forever. But no, I'm very embarrassed by my Southern Belle playlist. But let me tell you something. Country is white Southern people's R&B.
Mm. Oh.
And that's why I think I can get into it.
Hot take.
Like, come on, let's talk about it. I don't think that we talk about this enough. Y'all talking about heartbreak. Y'all talking about your man leaving you. Like,
shit.
It is R&B. For the South. And let me tell you something. Sometimes I would hear some bops on the radio and I'm like, I can get down to this. Like
Dan and Shay.
And when I'm going to be honest, I can't listen to country all the time. Because sometimes I feel like I'm being yodeled at, which I do not enjoy.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes I'm like, you're talking your shit. Like, you know that R&B song? Of course you guys know it because you're amazing. But you know, like, love never knew what
Keisha
I
Cole.
Was. Like, there's country versions of that. You feel me?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You are not comparing Love by Keisha Cole.
Oh, it could never. Baby.
I just wanted to confirm we're on the same. Well, here's the
thing. No country song could ever touch that.
100%.
But it's like reminiscent of that. Like,
sure.
I want to see a white girl crying over her guitar next to the ponds.
Okay. If there's one thing about country music, it's that country, I always feel like I associate country music and like yodels and like beer and Coors Light with Republicans and like the right. I know that's a really
maybe
weird
we need
thing,
to take
like,
it back.
Okay, to what?
No. Like
she means like reclaim
like reclaim it.
Like Maxine Waters reclaiming our time. She said we need country.
Me being like, I actually thought that went really well, Josie. No, I actually thought that
went
really well.
I think it did go
that
well.
That was funny.
Yasmeen, what do we got? What do we got going on today?
So today we're playing a little kooky crazy for Cocoa Puffs game where we are going to be having a list of unhinged, chaotic, cursed celebrities, and we're going to put them in different White House positions, which sounds like a normal U.S. election, I fear. And we're doing it one of the crooked media's founding fathers, John Lovett. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'll stay tuned. Hola. Don't forget to follow us at Dare We Say on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Dare We Say. Be right back.
Okay. Well, today we're doing something a little different than what we've been usually doing. We're not going to talk about, you know, me being unhinged, Josie in Scottsdale, Scotland, and Alicia in just live laughing and loving.
Yeah,
we're actually going to play a little game today. And we want to see who can we choose to run this godforsaken country if we had any opportunity. So we're playing a game where our producers put a list of people out that are beyond unhinged. Cursed, might even argue. And some honestly are a waste of space on this earth, one might say. And we're going to have them lead our beautiful United States of America.
But before we get into it, I would like to take a second to introduce our guest who's going to help us out. You probably know him, you know, from this tiny little show, not a big deal, called Pod Save America. Woo! Or his own show, which Yaz and I had the opportunity of being on, and him embarrassing us. And
yep.
Us embarrassing him. It was really great. Called Love It or Leave It. Yeah. And are you excited to play this game with us?
You haven't actually introduced me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Please welcome John Lovett.
Hi. Woo! Hello.
Yay. Hi.
So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you love how chaotic that intro was?
Our Lord Lovett.
Okay. Okay.
Lord Lovett, but with an E at the end. Lord.
Never seen how are you doing? You're kind of like a royalty to us in the crooked world.
Sure.
How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, look, here we are.
Okay.
After an election, where we thought we were all going to get, you know,
a crushed. Red wave. It was a lavender haze.
Hey.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I know it from a book of poetry written by an anonymous person. So that's where I know it from. That was horrifying.
Happy to have you.
Yeah. I'm happy kind to be here.
How do you feel? Do you feel like you're going to know everyone on the list?
Oh, so that, I will, look, I...
Because I'm thinking no, babe.
there's a few names on here that I wanted to have some sort of a safe word.
Sure.
For when I don't know anyone on the list.
What do you want it to be? Because I think that's fair.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that a person that I would know that you wouldn't know.
Okay.
Which would be someone who was famous before, say, 1996.
Yeah.
And not famous after.
Yeah, we weren't even
Boy
here
George.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So, sure.
It's giving 99-2000, right, Josie? What year are you again?
See, I'm 2001. This will be a fun game for us to play because it's, you know, it's a mix of generations. It's the different cultures.
Yeah. But
my dear old friend.
The big gap
Emphasis on old. Whitney Cummings and I used to play a game like this where we would just go back and forth with names, and I didn't know half of them. So let's get into it. Let's talk about these people, and then we'll put them into positions. The positions are like president, vice president, speaker of the house, chief justice, secretary of state, you know, all the good positions and why we think they need to be there. And also, if you even know these people and if we can educate you on their importance.
Culture. Okay. Yes. Let's do that.
Amazing. Okay. So first up, we have Trisha Paytas.
Please tell me you know who that is.
So, okay, I've seen this name floating around, and
this isn't a live. Like, you
know, yeah, no, I know they're around.
But do you know what they do?
I don't know what they
do. That's okay. That's fair, though.
I don't know what they do. I know they've been in some sort of controversy.
Yeah.
Love that they were using the they pronoun, because this person famously came out as a trans man, despite being a presenting woman who is married to a man. But she basically made the ranks in life by going on reality competition shows, such as America's Got Talent, and then like doing a stint on Ellen, where she said her trick was just that she talked really, really fast. And then she like performed and like talked like an average person. She just like made her way up the ranks and now is like kind of known for trolling her own self and for being like a very cancelable person. Some days she's Jewish, some days she's Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me, what skills does this person have? What did they bring to the table?
Okay. I was going to say, there's one thing about Trisha that they are, that this person is entertaining. That's call it what you will. Trisha Paytas is fucking entertaining.
I feel like Trisha Paytas would be a really good press secretary because she can dodge just about anything. Because I feel like people have come for her. Because at one point she said, I think it was like she denied being Ukrainian and then like did multiple TikToks about being Ukrainian.
I remember that. I know who this is.
Okay, yes.
I know who this is.
Okay.
I know who this is. I've seen them. Here's what I've seen of this person. I do not know. I have seen other people editing together moments where they've claimed to be like a half dozen ethnicities.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
This is the like person. African American, like everything.
Has this person brought a child into the
yes,
world?
They yes, just did.
That, they are
when
mom.
The queen died,
Malibu
and
Barbie.
Like,
oh, that's
the
right.
child
that's
died,
right.
and they were like, "I just was a." This person gave birth to the reincarnation of Queen Elizabeth.
I remember this. Yep. That's what. That's when they first came onto my radar
correct.
Screen.
Okay.
That's so when I first recently. Heard the boop boop boop. That's when I first yes. they first appeared, and I said, "Oh, there they are, moving across the sky. It's Trisha Paytas."
The child's name is Malibu Barbie.
So shall we all?
I kind of like.
I like
secretary.
It. That's good.
Josie.
I mean,
yeah.
it's good.
Do we agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, 100%. The next is MIA.
Okay, John has something to say, I feel.
You know who this is.
I do. And I would just say that I know where we're going to head. We're going to head to some sort of health position to be controversial. I remember that what they said, they put two things together that did not belong together, and they entered a conversation they didn't need to by saying, if we're going to cancel this person, when are we going to cancel the vaccines? It was something of that nature,
yeah. Yeah.
right?
Wait, when did this start? So MIA is an artist. Is it Bad Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Bad,
live Fast, fast Die, bad girls die Young, well. Bad,
so
yeah.
when did
if your song
Nikki
is li-
standpoint?
Your song is
it.
Live Fast, Die Young.
Bad Girls.
Kind of
well.
Checks out.
Yeah, shit.
My chain is my chest.
That
and
is
I'm
true.
Banging in a-
Let's put her. Should we put her aside
yeah.
by now?
I think or
okay.
Love
put her
it,
aside.
Do you have an idea? Or Love it, do you have an idea of where she should be?
Maybe Treasury.
I think we wait. I think we wait
we
and
better.
We hold on. I agree.
We
with
do
that.
Better. I respect
yes.
that.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. Next, we have Sir Andrew Tate. Now, wait. Do you know who that is? Because I actually recently learned who this was. In, like recently,
here's,
by my yeah. young friend.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
I think we should all not know who this is.
I agree.
Agreed.
I agree.
You know what? I love that.
I don't know
life's
who it is.
A lot better.
I also
Let's
feel like we can just
on.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. yeah. Deserves right. no airtime.
Amazing.
Awful.
Next
Bye.
Next person.
Christian Walker.
Okay, here's the thing.
Go on.
Son. Son of Herschel Walker.
The whole
went
father
so
runoff.
Far right that he went left. Yeah. What do yeah. you think? Love yeah. it.
Here's what I think. I think hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? And
hurt, honey.
Yeah.
Hirsch people.
I'm done with you, Josie.
And I would say that he has incredible chaotic evil energy.
Yes.
That is also queer energy. He's
yes.
always filming in his car.
Always. And at Starbucks.
And at Starbucks.
For it.
He's always using infrastructure. I
know where you're going with this.
I think, listen, I'm going to pitch it. I'm going to say transportation.
You know, I genuinely think that is so smart because he is always in his car. He loves his car. He's always being queer in his car.
Yeah.
And who does better than being queer in a car other than Sir Pete Buttigieg, our transpo man right now?
You are not, I'm sorry, incredible. You are not comparing Pete Buttigieg to Christian fucking Walker.
Well, of course we are.
No, but
we're
they're both
the same
gay
job.
Men
yeah, okay.
who happen to deal with vehicles.
Okay, so
okay.
let's transportation. Put Christian Walker for the head of transportation.
I actually love that.
All right.
He is always yelling in his car. That's great. Okay.
Next
All right.
person.
Next up, Jen Shaw.
May I just have something to... This
okay,
woman
I'll be
is,
honest. I wasn't
please.
As familiar with this
no.
girl.
No. Jen Shaw, if you don't know who she is, a housewife of the Real Housewives of nothing less but the Salt Lake City
SLC.
Women. And she is insane. She's actually being indicted right now for tax evasion and fraud.
Do you know this?
I know that... I wouldn't have been able to say who or the names, but I am aware that... By grace of God, they managed to capture a real federal
yes,
arrest
correct.
On this program.
Yes.
And that was exciting to me.
It
yeah.
was insane because, and she was, there she was. Also, she's a Polynesian woman with braids on in this episode. And you see her being dragged out by the FBI. It's insane. And I just feel like she has something so, I don't, there's something about me that I want to put her for Secretary of Treasury. Something with money.
I do too. I do too. And you know what's crazy? She did committed so many crimes. But one thing that I do love about this queen, I mean, she pled guilty. She admitted to it. Yes, she fucked over people's lives, especially old people.
Yeah,
which is
she
like
said
kind
fuck
of
the elderly.
Worse than,
oh my God.
Than
wow,
regular people.
That's tough.
But she, like, in this day and age, admitting to what you did and pleading guilty is like, we have to take what we can get. And if she did that well on her own by frauding everyone, she might as well be Secretary of Treasury.
So I'm gonna disagree.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm gonna disagree. And here's, I'm gonna make two points.
Go on.
One.
Please.
Every family has somebody who cheats. They're not the banker when you play Monopoly. That's just how it goes. You don't put them
yeah.
in charge. You just
okay.
can't put them in charge of the money.
Okay.
I just, you know, fool me
so
once. Fool me once, Jennifer Shaw. Fool me once.
Okay.
Okay.
My
so
pitch
Jen Shaw, maybe we put, or you're pitching. Okay, yes.
No, my pitch would be, She's now experienced the justice system from the losing end.
Okay.
Imagine an attorney general that knows what it's like to go to federal prison for a while. Come on. Come on, a reformer.
Smart. Wait, I also kind of love...
I think it's brilliant.
Like, I don't know much about her, but I do know that she walked away from the Mormon church when she found out that...
They didn't allow black people,
like, up until recently. And
she's now a Muslim.
Like, no. Stop. Listen.
She's a Muslim woman now.
Wow. Because you forced me to watch this clip. Like, it was important for my life, but it was so good. She was like, she has black sons, right?
Yeah,
she has black children. And she was just like, I can't stand for anything that would, like, discriminate towards my sons. So I kind of
like
her.
She was like, I don't do racism. I only do fraud.
Exactly.
Yeah, towards the elderly.
Exactly.
So let's move on to the next person. Now
so she's our attorney general.
Correct. Well, I think she's the runner-up for that, because I feel like there's some other people that we could...
Okay. We next have the queen, the king, the hater of the queers, but also the queerest person alive, dare I say, Azealia Banks.
Say what... I can't even...
Love it. What are your first impressions of Azealia?
Yes, you know who this is.
Of course. Yeah. And I know all the reasons. And please don't be mad at me for what I'm about to say.
Oh, are you about to be canceled?
You can't help but like her.
Yeah, you can't get out of me.
You can't help it.
I'm sorry, there's a clip.
She's so funny. She's just so funny.
So funny.
She's so unhinged. She's so cursed. There's a video of her being like, Gigi Hadid is a cabbage patch. Bella Hadid is the doll.
I think she's got real troubles.
Did you see her crying, like, on Hot 100? Like, why are you crying? Like, niggas are doing ciphers and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
can I pitch?
Yeah,
Secretary of Education. She is such an integral part of people's pop culture awareness that I feel like we need her.
I was going to say Speaker of House, but I respect your pitch. What are we thinking, guys?
Josie and John?
Josie, what do you think?
I'm thinking that, you know, she, growing up, I remember, I mean, I had one gay cousin growing up, and he identified as New York cunt Lower East Side. And so that was his, like, gender identity and pronouns. Mm-hmm. And he introduced me to Azealia Banks at just the ripe age. And if there was one thing that I did from learning about her was learn. And so I kind of do agree about education. I mean, education. She has taught us a lot by kind of saying the quiet part out loud. And these days we need teachers who are willing to tell us the full truth and nothing but the truth.
Plus
and
some lies. With no plus filter. Some lies. Plus some
plus
wild
some lies,
lies.
Some fake news.
Which
in
is
there.
Exciting
plus some
too.
Lies,
sort them
which
out.
Every
figure it out.
Teacher does.
Yeah, pass the test. Sort what am I saying that's a truth you needed to hear, and what am I saying because I am absolutely out of my gourd.
Yeah, correct.
In a full sort of episode on the internet.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. And say it with the most shock value. It's like what you said. She's so problematic, but man, do I kind of love her.
And also,
which I've questioned my own self about.
Yeah.
The next person we have on the list is Christine Quinn of Selling Sunset.
Okay, I have a thought.
Do we all know who this is?
Here's the problem with Selling Sunset. In one of the early episodes, two adults go to dinner and they get espresso martinis and one margarita pizza to split, and I had to turn it off.
I respect that.
It's almost the straightest.
That's not real.
It's almost the straightest gayest show
I just couldn't
I've
believe
ever
that.
Seen in my entire
and
life.
One of them was Italian. Like, there's two, a man and a woman sitting at a table, a margarita pizza and two espresso martinis in the evening. That is disgusting.
No, it's horrific.
That is what Tom Hanks and Big would order at a restaurant. You know what I mean? That is a child and an adult body.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's run, so Selling Sunset's run by the Oppenheim brothers, and they're like these two, thing one, thing two. Like, they're so annoying. Brett, I don't know what the other guy's name is, but they're like the fakest of fakest veneers. I don't know who did them. Didn't do well. And they're bald.
Is this a roast?
And like, anyway, so Christine Quinn is one. She's like the evil stepmother of the whole show. Okay. And she's now become a fashion icon. And
she's like at all the shows and premieres, yo.
And everyone hates her, but you can't. I can't help but like be obsessed with her. And there's something about her. If there was a secretary of fashion, that would be it. But there's not.
There
so
I was going to say, honestly, this might be the hottest take in the whole wide world. But someone who's able to weasel their way into like a mainstream pop culture celebrity after being like, you know, a hard D-lister on a reality show, I think is commendable.
I agree.
And I don't know, she has this like commanding presence to her that I could see her in one of the higher positions, dare I say.
I couldn't disagree more.
See,
really?
I'm sorry, Josie.
I disagree. Maybe it's just because of like, I just have such a huge issue with what she did, like on the seasons, right? Because that's the, I only really know her from Twitter. I don't really watch reality shows. Mm-hmm. But didn't she like backstab people and do like the craziest
shit?
Yeah,
but on also you're in politics. You're going to have to do that.
You're going to have to do that. That's what's going to happen.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's more of a qualification so, than.
I agree with that, Josie. But here's the thing, all she is just, she just serves cunt. That's it. And what
so you're saying she just gives a look.
She just gives a look. And I just don't see any positions no that we need to be. I don't see it.
Well, I personally don't see a place on our government for her. I just don't.
Wow. Josie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that they've really turned on you.
This is the beauty of a democracy.
Yeah. Wow. This is democracy at work, guys.
Okay.
It's next, really working.
The midterms and now this.
Next up. It's not Dasani. Oh. It's Awkwafina.
I'm dead at that.
Do you
that
know
was
who
good.
Of course I know who Awkwafina is. Awkwafina, thank you.
Awkwafina blends into both of our generations.
No, I like Awkwafina. Awkwafina was a guest on Love It or Leave It.
No way.
She did think it was a podcast hosted by John Lovitz of SNL. She did not know it was in any way related to politics.
You're
an
lying.
Issue that she knew nothing about because she was at the end of the, I believe, Crazy Rich Asians press tour and had not been paying attention at all, leading to, I would say, a real farce.
A real farce.
We'll always cherish the experience of her not knowing why she was on the show and kind of looking into the audience at her publicist with... What the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
She like showed up expecting to meet actor Jon Favreau and was extremely
disappointed. Still love.
Mm. Okay, so I'm getting
like
trauma from this story.
We don't like her.
Oh, Alicia has something to say.
Wow.
Say it, Alicia.
Tell us. Talk to us. Talk to us.
Speak your truth,
wow.
My love.
Wow.
What do you like about Awkwafina?
I love Crazy Rich Asians. I love Asian representation. I'm all here for it. Pero, like, her come up makes me a little bit uncomfy. Because I get it that she's, like, from New York and stuff. But I don't know. Do you remember her, like, Comedy Central?
She was a rapper.
I don't know
about that.
Like, Comedy Central, like, little show that she used to do in a bodega.
No.
Yeah, it's like how I first like recognized her. Hmm. And a lot of people like call her out on TikTok and the internet in general for like a black scent and how she sounds and she looks very differently than when she was a rapper, which is dope, cool. Hmm. You want people of every complexion and every creed doing that. But it's just a lot of black people have a lot of comments towards Awkwafina. So, yeah.
From what she's doing now or from what she was doing then?
From what she was doing then.
Oh, I don't
but
know.
But just
that.
Or just the fact that like she's never talked about how differently she sounds or how differently she looks.
So Chief Justice. Chief Justice.
So this is all telling me.
I'll picture for Chief Justice of the United States of America.
She has apologized, but people are calling it a non-apology.
Wow. We can just wait for a real apology. Is that what
yeah,
you'd like?
Yeah, so maybe I love Awkwafina. I hate that about her past. I really do.
But see, I love her now. I think she's great. Like in The Farewell, great. Gosh.
Okay, well, we're going to move on.
Okay.
We're drinking sparkling now. We're not even going to touch Awkwafina.
And tea. So we'll move on.
Okay, that was good, Joes.
Me,
Josie, that was really funny.
Yeah.
So I'm like behind the
computer.
Josie, that was really funny.
I need the validation.
And you should have it. And you should get it. And you should be giving it now.
I'm really proud of you, honey.
That was great.
So next on this beautiful list is Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian family.
Let me tell you something.
Herself.
However we feel about this woman, good or bad, this woman makes things happen.
Yeah.
That's true. I need her up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
We all got to hear it.
Kris Jenner for president.
And I'll say it
with my chest. And no, because
I was going to say president or VP.
Listen to me. The devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder. And she will go to war for the people she loves.
She's
and
made
I know
it happen.
Damn well, she's giving fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And I'm putting that in quotation marks because that doesn't exist.
Listen.
But.
I just think that, like, she's also giving Caruso voter.
Oh, because she is.
Oh, right, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. That's not even a debate, honey. No, I was going to say president. English. I was going to say president or VP for sure. She makes things happen. She made her whole family famous.
No president could fall asleep for even 5 seconds knowing that Kris Jenner is the vice president on the other side of that fucking door.
Literally.
That is
terrifying. The way she's talking about Kris Jenner.
Where's my food tester? Where's my food tester?
There's something about Kris Jenner being Veep that, like, could give her a chip on her shoulder because she's, like, number two. Mm. However, I think she's presidential material too. I mean, she gets shit done, and I think she would kill someone to get to the top.
Here's what I propose.
Okay. Yeah.
I propose we put Kris Jenner in an election for president or vice president.
I agree.
Let's
yes.
finish the yep. list. There's other people on this list
with
I believe, the capacity to lead.
100%.
So let's
agree.
See, and but then we can come back. There. But she's up there.
We all agree, okay.
I don't like it, but I accept it. It is true.
But here's the thing.
Couldn't agree more.
If it was between Donald Trump and Kris Jenner...
You're picking Kris Jenner?
I'm picking Kris Jenner. If it was between...
I'm writing in. I'm literally writing myself in.
There's no one... I don't know. It's hard to come up with people.
Exactly. I would vote for. Okay.
Yeah.
Next person.
Okay. Next up, Yalla Habibi. It's Muhammad Hadid himself.
And I would... Wow. No, because this man is infrastructure. This man is real estate. This man is...
An iconic man who made his billionaire way coming from the Middle East... to America, Palestine exactly, to come to America to start a business where he could build buildings, houses, businesses, and apartments for his underage girlfriends to stay in. Muhammad Hadid, where do we
absolutely
put him?
Absolutely not. Secretary of Treasury?
I mean, he can do Treasury. He's a businessman.
That's why I was thinking true. Treasury, because he's a businessman. He made some money.
Agree.
Look at his beautiful ass family.
Okay, Muhammad Hadid. Muhammad okay.
Hadid.
So
Muhammad
that was
Hadid.
Easy.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Because I remember we were going to put Jen Shah there, but then she got booted to Attorney General. So I think Treasury goes to our
beautiful.
Man.
All right. Next caller.
Next
is Snooki.
Now,
Snooki.
There's something about this woman that I would go to war for. I would. This Jersey Shore girl, she's the backbone of this democracy.
I really
do believe it. I think she's chief of staff.
Chief of staff of
chief
who?
Of staff.
Of the White House.
Here's the thing.
Please.
Snooki is America.
Correct.
She is.
In its
correct.
Purest, concentrated, raw, uncut liberty. Fentanyl form.
Correct.
I mean, an America in a rainbow Skittle that shouldn't be given to children.
Correct.
Because
correct.
It's drugs.
For sure.
And so I would say, what would you rather have? Would you rather have Snooki sitting in an office running meetings or on the world stage as our Secretary of State? She's in Germany. Is that Snooki in Thailand? Is that Snooki in Japan?
John.
Is that Snooki in Saudi Arabia bowing to a murderer? I love it.
John,
I agree.
I love
you
that.
Couldn't be more correct.
That
think
was a
about
beautiful
it.
Argument.
Think
I
about
want to
it.
See her all over the world. I want to see other people's faces be like, what is going on
honestly,
when
I think
she's talking to them?
People would light the fuck up. It would be hilarious.
I think she would,
oh my gosh.
She would solve world issues.
Like, we'd have to,
she
look,
gives,
we have to be
she
prepped.
She gives Hillary Clinton, and no one ever says
and
that.
And people don't say it. People don't say
you,
it, Josie. That's
once
such
again,
a good point.
Josie, good. You're doing really good today. Like, this is really should, funny. That was really good.
Snooki should Pokemon go to Europe.
Yes! I'm done with you, John.
I agree. Okay, so let's put Snooki down for Secretary of State. Mm-hmm, and then next up, we have a man who I once famously put during a PowerPoint night
in
the height of COVID.
Yes, you did.
I made a PowerPoint about top 10 people I want to punch for no reason.
Correct.
And Matthew McConaughey was number one.
That's true. So I remember it was like...
Do you want to punch him as much as I do? I literally have no reason for it. I just literally... I bemoan him.
I don't know why. I just feel like he will get shit done. And I'm thinking between two things right now. I'm thinking of either White House Chief of Staff or Press Secretary.
Mm.
Really?
Mm. Wait.
We already have Chris. I think we have Christine Quinn for.
No, didn't we do Trisha Paytas for Press Secretary?
Trisha's Press
but
Secretary.
But we can replace her.
No,
because
she
can spin anything. Oh my God. Matthew McConaughey will literally have the most boring press. He'd be like,
but you're biased.
I feel like he's Chief of Staff.
I think with it, no. I
feel like he would run a good meeting, like
Speaker
with
the
Southern
House.
Honestly,
you know what I mean.
Speaker of the House, I like. I don't want Matthew McConaughey running a meeting. I just don't.
Okay.
I just I need somebody. I need somebody who's the Lincoln
who
ads are too much.
Yeah.
Too
he's
much.
A professor.
Professor of what?
Film at the University of Texas, UT. Austin.
Okay. He shows up for an hour and says, hey, you guys should check out Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Go Longhorns.
Okay, so let's table him. Let's table him and we'll come back if need be.
Okay, sorry, I gasped because I just saw the next person on the list is Olivia Wilde, and I'm immediately regretting putting Trisha Paytas as press secretary.
See,
what do you guys think?
No, because I think Trisha's going to be more entertaining, but Olivia, I want her. She needs to be in front of people. So I'm thinking John, Speaker of the House.
John.
Wait, love it, love it.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Oh, hi. Right, what are your feelings?
Olivia Wilde, she's a director. She's a great director.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, which is. Means she can get a bunch of things happen. She can run an organization. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know where you're going.
She has been through the fucking shit.
I know where you're going.
But like never gave into it for a second. Mm-hmm. I like that she basically tried to make the press cycle about her getting rid of that person, the actor, but then also had been recording videos to him shitting on the other person.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that energy. I love the whole thing. I like that she was like, Jason Sudeikis, no. Harry Styles, yes.
So and then she said, bye, her kids. She's like, bye, kids.
No.
I love that her salad dressing is so good, people will lay in front of a car over it. I feel like that's chief of staff material. That's how I feel about it.
No, I'm going to go out on a limb here,
Josie,
and say if you have watched the Stephen Colbert interview where she literally dodged every question like Wendy Wu in Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Yes, Brenda Song.
Love it. Love it. That's an iconic film.
Okay.
Disney for our Channel. Generation, sure. Just so you know, from a little thing called the Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't watch DuckTales, the original, when it was on after school?
I don't even know what that is.
Let's keep moving.
Sigh. So I'm going to say Olivia Wilde for vice president. She's the perfect amount of unlikable.
Okay.
She's the perfect amount of unlikability. She can get stuff done. She can literally spin every controversy. And she's a woman.
Sorry,
and women always come in second place.
Josie, I couldn't agree more with the second place part specifically. But Olivia Wilde, say what you will about her. At the end of the day, she makes good shit.
She's talented.
She makes good shit. And you know what? I stand with her. I stand with
women. I love her for
I support women's rights and wrongs. Let me be clear about that. And so.
Oh, I'm a female apologist all the way. I say it all the time.
She's amazing.
Okay,
she's amazing. Okay, she got through this fucking shitstorm. Vice president. I think that's great.
Yeah, but I do want to point out that I do think she should be in the runner-up with Kris Jenner. I think there should be an election at the end.
Yeah, okay.
The thing is, Olivia Wilde's... There can be an election at the end, but I just want you to think a lot about likability because Olivia kind of struggles with that.
Mm. Well, but also, we'll circle back to the end for that one because I feel like this has to be that closing argument.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Dare We Say is brought to you by Apostrophe. The holiday season is around the corner, and with it comes gift-giving. Lots of great food and, of course, dreaded holiday portraits.
So I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, I'm having a breakout. I'm fully, my hormonal acne is going cuckoo crazy for Cocoa Puffs. I'm having as you all know, my perioral dermatitis all over my mouth. I have hormonal acne all over my cheeks, and honestly, I don't always want to wear makeup. And so what do I need to fix this? I need medication. I need topical treatments. I need oral treatments. And if I make an appointment at a dermatologist at any other clinic, it's going to take months, if not years, if not centuries, to see a dermatologist. But thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Michelle Obama, for Apostrophe. While we can't control other aspects of the holidays, we can goddamn make sure you feel confident and camera ready for your photos. And that's why we're so excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring. Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne.
Simply fill out your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even back, chest, and butt acne. Treat breakouts from head to toe and be prepared for all of those holiday pics that Abuela's going to post on Facebook.
Because we adore you, because we are literally obsessed with you, our beautiful baby listener, viewer, we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only
$5 at apostrophe.com/dare when you use our code DARE. That's a saving of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/dare and click get started. Then use our code DARE at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode.
Dare We Say is brought to you by Smile Actives. Are you self-conscious about your smile due to stains? Are your teeth aging you? Popular food and drinks are known to stain teeth. Beverages like coffee and wine stain them over time. So what can you do to brighten your smile? Well, you should give Smile Actives a try. Smile Actives is safe, effective, easy to use, and will keep you smiling proudly. 97% of Smile Active users in a clinical trial recorded up to 6 shades whiter on average, all within just 30 days. Have you ever just wished that you had a whiter, brighter smile? Well, before you visit the dentist and go through that hot mess, you should know that there's whitening treatments that can be very expensive, and it's not just the price. You also have to book the appointments, schedule the time away from work, from your family, sit in a damn dentist's office chair, and then undergo a procedure. It's a hassle, babe. But fortunately, now you can try Smile Actives at home or anywhere, anytime. Smile Actives offers a safe and affordable alternative to those expensive whitening procedures.
Simply add Smile Actives Pro Whitening Gel to your regular toothpaste. It's been formulated with PolyClean technology to boost stain removal and deliver active whitening ingredients into teeth's grooves and crannies to get better whitening. Trust me, I have like 9 cups of coffee a day. Alicia can attest to this. Josie can attest to this. I constantly am stimulated by coffee, and the reason why my teeth aren't brown or yellow is because of Smile Actives. Smile Actives makes a teeth whitening gel that can simply be added to your toothpaste every time you brush your teeth. So no change in your routine, no extra time, yet people will start commenting on your whiter, brighter smile in just days. Smile Actives is the whitening boost your favorite toothpaste needs to give you the smile you deserve. Visit smileactives.com/dare today to receive our special buy one, get one free offer, plus free shipping and handling. That's smileactives.com/dare.
This episode is sponsored by FX Kindred, based on the celebrated and critically acclaimed novel by Octavia E. Butler. Guys, if you want to get into a show, you need to get into Kindred. I frankly just got giddy being able to say that our show was sponsored by them because it is Black excellence and just superb work by Black actors and led by a phenomenal Black actress. FX Kindred centers on Dana James, a young Black woman and aspiring writer. Dana begins to settle into her new home in Los Angeles and is violently pulled back and forth in time. She emerges at a 19th century plantation, a place intimately linked with Dana and her family. The clock is ticking as Dana struggles to confront secrets she never knew ran through her blood.
We are so grateful that FX Kindred is sponsoring our beautiful Dare We Say. Thank you so much, FX Kindred. And FX Kindred, all episodes are streaming December 13th, only on Hulu.
Next, we have Lea Michele.
She's not that funny, girl.
Oh,
sorry.
What a new
slap. Ugly. Oh. Okay, that was bad. Bye, you guys. Thank you for having me.
Uh-uh. What position on here can you do without being able to read?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let's look.
Honestly, if we look at Trump's last Secretary of Education, she honestly,
Betsy,
being illiterate, she could beat.
But we put Azealia for that, and I stand by Azealia for that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there is value to having someone say, like, don't let what happened to me happen to you.
Okay.
As an education secretary.
Yes, I agree.
But I would just say that, like, here's the thing. I just think if you have Lea Michele in your organization, you're just having a lot of conversations about the problems she's creating.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I have a pitch.
Yeah.
I think we switch Azealia Banks. So we would put Lea Michele for education and then Azealia for chief medical advisor to the president of the United States. Because she is an anti-vaxxer. Please.
What if we had Lea be in charge of like the White House turkey trot? Like, you know how
just
they do
one
a
small thing.
Thanksgiving.
How about this?
It's not small. Look, it's one of the biggest events of the year.
All Lea Michele wants to do is sing and get applause. So
wants.
Why don't we just say, hey, Lea, you don't want these jobs. We don't want you in these jobs.
Sure.
You can sing at the Christmas tree lighting. And just leave
that.
It at that.
I love
okay,
that.
So yes, Lea Michele does have a role, and it will be as the voice of reason at the Christmas tree lighting at the White House.
Sure.
Yeah. Just, beautiful.
I
all right.
love that. You know, she can't.
So we just added a role for her.
Anybody?
Okay, so.
And that's on nepotism. All right.
Now we have Lena Dunham.
I'm like trying to keep my mouth shut for this one. This woman.
We could do without.
I just don't feel like there needs to be a role for her.
We're running out of roles, and it's getting pretty competitive, and that's okay. That's no disrespect to Lena, but we just don't have an opening for her right now.
I mean,
but
Lena's
check
so
in.
Talented.
Lena, check in. In the future, we loved meeting you. We loved the conversation.
We love girls.
But unfortunately, now is just not the right time.
Exactly.
We're grateful.
Not the right fit.
And not the right fit. Right
you
now.
You are very
right
talented.
It's okay.
You are very talented, and we'll circle back in a couple years. All right.
Okay.
Rachel.
Rachel Dolezal is
who is
next.
That?
The woman who claims to be transracial.
Yeah, remember? She's like, I'm black. And then literally like spoke at things. And has an entire career off of being black.
Prison.
I
don't care.
Woman.
I'm against the prison industrial complex. She deserves to be in there. I don't care. She's so weird.
She's
a very
great
odd.
Mother to her black children.
I'm going to say
medical
advisor to the president.
Alicia Pasquale-Pena. Yeah.
I'm going to say medical advisor.
Why? Explain your
because
answer.
Because I'm going to explain.
Just Alicia,
not me
why.
Taking off my
hey,
coat for this
why.
One. Because this woman does stress me out.
Yeah.
She does stress me out, you know, because she is the definition of cosplaying in blackness. But I don't know. I feel like she's really ambitious. Like she really was like, I want to be able to do this and I'm going to overcome, even though I'm a white woman, I'm going to be black. And she really stood by that. And
didn't she become the president of the NAACP?
She had like some type of role. Like,
she
I'm
was
not
like,
mistaken.
She. I think she no, did run a chapter.
Yeah, she got like high. So I'm like, this is the type of person that will be optimistic in all of our medical struggles. You know, in like the face of the pandemic, she would have expressed fake news for sure. She would have probably been awful in a lot of ways.
But
she would have been like, we're going to get through this. Like, if a white woman and she's like, I can be black, she's like, we can do anything. Like,
well, one of the jobs of the chief medical officer is to speak to a lot of different communities. And so she can kind of do like almost like
and
a Clark Kent
white.
Thing.
I'm
she
black.
Goes into the phone booth. Yeah. She comes out. Now she's Asian.
Yeah.
Now she's talking to the Asian
and
community.
And now she's wearing a hijab and she's an Arab woman.
Exactly.
Incredible. Love that.
And like
that.
Now she's bringing that vaccine message everywhere it needs to go.
Yeah.
She's a Hasidic Jew for a while.
She might be.
She's an Avatar person from the
That's
Avatar
kind of like
movie.
Trisha. So she'll fit in really well with Trisha.
Oh, they'll
Trisha
become friends.
They can cut cheaps together.
Also, one other thing
amazing.
I appreciate about Rachel Dolezal is obviously what she was doing was cuckoo bananas.
Oh, yeah.
I respect someone who gets fully and 100% caught and then says, yeah, I'll sit for an interview.
Yeah.
Insane. Because the way that she hunkered down and she was like, but I am black. And then her parents were even doing interviews and being like, we don't know what to tell you. Like,
I think
she'd be really entertaining.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I'm going to be honest. It doesn't sit right with me, but I think we have to.
I think we have to.
We have to do it.
We have to do it. All right, Josie.
She's going to be our new
Fauci. You know what? Because we need someone who is going to be creative too and like be able
That's
to come
insane.
Up with new illnesses and like her own. Okay, so Katy Perry is the last one on this list.
Can I
Katy
just,
Perry, we were rooting for you so hard
we
up until
when Dark
80
Horse
hours
came out,
ago.
Literally, when you posted that selfie on Twitter of you voting for Rick Caruso with your crazy eyes and your stands, your
Which,
fans.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that's illegal and against the law to take a photo at a poll and...
There's so many things she's done. Actually, fun story. I went to a Katy Perry
Can't you invalidate that? Can't someone report her?
Let's report her right now. Actually, I went to a Katy Perry concert once, and then I went home, and I was, I think, 17, and I peed my bed that night.
Wow.
And I was
She made you urinate.
She made me wet my bed.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, no. Yeah.
Love it.
So that isn't. I just wanted to just be clear about something. That wasn't a Katy Perry story. That was just a story about you.
Right. But
because it could have been anything.
No, but it was Katy Perry.
I know that, but it's still not a Katy Perry story.
Right.
It's like, hey, if I drive home and I look out the window and I see Katy Perry in the street and then like half an hour later I pee myself, that's still not a Katy Perry story.
So okay, what do we think about Katy Perry as far as
I'm
putting
like
her
upset
in a position?
With this woman. I'm like, how can she wears hamburger suits.
Real talk, though. Like, what do you think? Maybe, love it, you're the right person to ask this question. But, like, what do you think made her go over the line to vote for, not only vote for Caruso, but post about it? Do you think she was paid? Or do you think there's a certain, there's policies that just...
So basically there's this agent, former agent from CIA named Michael Kivas, who is a Caruso person, and he has been kind of, he knows Katy Perry for a long time. He knows, I think, Gwyneth. He's like, he just is very connected, and he's been really driving. There's just a clique of like really rich West Side-y LA celebrities that have all been talking to each other, Chris, all of them. And they've all been kind of in this one conversation with like the wealthiest, most successful LA people that have all decided to do Caruso and also decided that they were going to be public about it. Like Gwyneth Paltrow, like they're all doing it. They all feel like this is the moment they can do it.
Yeah. So it's like, it comes down to class, right? Like, because they're affluent and they're being elitist and not seeing how it affects the rest of the state.
Well, I also just think that like they've all convinced themselves that basically, I mean, the fact that he's just bought this and he's just a wealthy Republican pretending to be a Democrat doesn't bother them because they're not really, they don't care. Yeah. Anyway, so back to Katy Perry.
Yes, back
to Katy Perry.
If Katy Perry's too boring, I think we can put someone else out there.
Here's what I think about Katy Perry.
Go on.
Katy Perry, she's been around for a very long time.
True.
A very long time.
I kissed a girl.
She grew up singing in the church.
She works incredibly hard.
Yeah.
She sometimes, I think, struggles to find her specific voice. Uh-huh. I think she's a speaker
of the
house.
She made tacky a vibe. She, like, made tacky mainstream.
Yeah, kitsch. Yeah. In a way, kitsch.
In a way, camp.
In a way, camp.
So she's speaker of the house.
I just think, like, she'll be a consensus builder. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Also, like, I am thinking back to when I was in middle school. Like, everyone loved her. Like, no matter, like, who you were, everyone loved her. Okay. I like her for House.
All right, so Katy Perry, Speaker of the House. And then I think this goes to our last predicament, where who do we have as president and vice president? Mm. Do we have A, Kris Jenner, or B, Olivia Wilde?
Who leads the ticket?
So for me, when it comes to the two positions, president position, to me, you need to have a certain amount of likability. I feel like Olivia Wilde's approval rating is already extremely low, and putting her into that position, she's going to fail us all. When has Kris Jenner ever really been disliked? I mean, by the majority.
You're correct
of
for that.
I mean, I would just say that, like, I don't know what her approval rating is. I think fundamentally she has spent her life building a business that pumps just absolute fucking filth into the culture on a near daily basis, elevating the worst human qualities and instincts and values that a person could possibly elevate, celebrating celebrity for its own sake, beauty standards that have warped the minds of literally millions of young girls, all for the purpose of enriching her family and elevating every single child that she has, despite their lack of real talent. And even though you see in their faces and in their lives the actual damage it has done to their psyches, even as they seek the spotlight because it's the only thing they've ever known, which to me sounds like a great president. You know, if you think about it.
Same. You have a lot.
That was
lot.
A word.
That was that a lot.
That was
biblical.
A lot. I don't think I could have even said it better. I love that we sat through a villain we all manifesto. Were like, that's what that was.
That was a manifesto.
But I couldn't agree more. I was like, I don't know what, but I know that Kris Jenner has seen and done some shit.
For sure.
Also,
she's
not,
hidden bodies. I know like, for a goddamn fact.
Like,
Kris Jenner.
Not a reliable source at all. But Ye said it. Ye was like, that right. woman.
You don't want him on your validator list.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Alicia.
You don't want him
our
to be
sources in our head.
By the way, when Alicia was saying that, she was
banging
the table.
Like
she was
Khrushchev.
About, like Hulk.
No, okay, so Kris Jenner, I support that. Kris Jenner is our president. And then
Olivia
Wilde is Veep is like amazing. Like a little conniving, but really intelligent, talented, and... Yeah.
Really doesn't add much value.
Disagree. I'm going to just say, I want everyone listening to this to know, I'm pro Olivia Wilde.
Oh, same. Fully. Oh, sure.
Fully.
I'm pro women.
And pro women, especially.
I'm joking. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. I support women's rights and wrongs. And I'll stand by that. And once again, I'll say it again. The devil works hard. Kris Jenner will always work hard.
Kris is going to get shit done. And then Olivia will be able to like,
relay the information to the public.
And so I think we have it there. I think we have an amazing infrastructure for our government of the United States. I'm so blessed to live here. Put Olivia in charge of the border.
Oh, T.
Olivia's going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it.
Yeah. Olivia's going to build a wall. And Jason Sudeikis is going to pay for it. And it's going to be only like Los Angeles County and the rest of the world. And maybe Silicon Valley. So I think with that, we have the new government of the United States. Wow. Thank you so much for voting in our democracy. Our midterms were actually this election.
Wow.
And
thank you so much. It has been an honor. Mm. I hope that... much as it was done for thousands of years, that we've created an oral history that we've passed down, from generation to generation. Mm. Even before there was writing, there was this intergenerational conversation, and that you'll take what I say and you'll share it with future generations long after I'm dead,
which is exciting.
Wow, you know?
All of these prolific words about Snooki and Trisha Paytas.
So I think with that, thank you for listening to our podcast with our special guest, John Lovett. Yay. And thank you for voting if you voted. And if you didn't, you can go yourself.
Oh, tea.
Nice.
Well.
Oh, God, I love Lovett. You know, What a thing to have the word love in your last name. He's so lovable.
And also, I just have to say, like, John with no H in John is...
Oh, that's a power move.
That's a power move that you know you run shit. Does that make
sense? You do. Today was amazing. Thank you guys for riding with us, for rocking with us.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, any parting words, Yasmeen?
Yeah, I do have to say... whether you love the administration, whether you don't care, I think that's the worst part if you don't care. We're in a much better place than we have been in a very long time. And thank God we don't have Kris Jenner and Olivia Wilde running this country.
And maybe one day they will.
And maybe one day we will. And we're proud to announce that we are not.
That we are not running. People just drove off the road. Anyway, that's all. Live, laugh, love. Love it or leave it. Live it or laugh it. Peace out, guys.
Save America. Hysteria. Keep it. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Dare We Say is a Crooked Media production.
Caroline Reston is our showrunner, producer, and mommy. And Ari Schwartz is our producer and show daddy. Fiona Pastana is our associate producer, and Sandy Girard is the almighty executive producer.
It's hosted and produced by me, Josie Toda.
And me, Yasmeen Hamadi.
And me, Alicia Pascual Peña. Our engineer and editor is Jordan Cantor, and Brian Vasquez is our theme music composer. Our video producers are Matt DeGroot, Nar Melkonian, and Dylan Villanueva, and Mia Kelman.
Lastly, thank you to Jordan Silver, Gabriella Leverett, Jesse McLean, Caroline Haywood, Shayna Hortzman, Daisy Cruz, Danielle Jensen, and Awa Okaladi for marketing the show and making us look so damn good.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.